Yom Tor. Vayomahu Lamali. Why does the Pasuk have to say extra Vayomahu? It says that special day. What does Vayomahu mean? Emeinu Inyan Lishmini, it doesn't mean the eighth day. Because if it means you can first become Torah on the eighth day, why does the Pasuk say Vayomahu? It's extra. So it's not necessary for the eighth day to nu Inyan Lishvi. Use it for the seventh day. That's the Chiddush of the Pasuk according to Rabbi Yosef ben Yehuda. That even though the Nazir again then became Tamei, the halacha is he has to wait 7 days till he becomes Tahor. He has Azor on Shlishi and Shvi, then he goes to the Mikvah on the seventh day. So he becomes Tahor. Then he has to take a haircut. This much is given in the Torah. That on the seventh day you take your haircut, and then on the eighth day, the next day, you have to bring your Kabbonis. So Rebbe says, the Pasuk says, after you bring your Kabbonis, then you first start counting your Naziris of Tyra, which is the eighth day. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda says, no, the Pasuk says, B'yayimahu, means to tell us that you can start counting your new Naziris even before you brought your Kabbonis, even on the seventh day. So after you go to the mikvah on the seventh day and you take your haircut, then you can start counting your new Naziris. For the Gemara of a Rebbe, Nami Yaksib B'yayimahu, according to Rabbi also it's Akasha. The Pasuk says, B'yayimahu, that day. So it says B'yayimahu that day, so what's the Chiddush? If it only means you can start counting the eighth day, so what does the Pasuk have to say B'yayimahu? It should just say the Kiddush, not B'yayimahu. Amalach Rebbe's Rebbe answers, Hahu l'hochi u'diyosa. You know why the Pasuk has to say extra B'yayimahu on that day? L'aymalach to teach us. Afa pish l'hevi kabinaisav. It means to teach us that on the eighth day, in the morning, even before you bring your kabbonis, right away you have to start your Naziris HaTaira. The Naziris is Chal, even before you bring your kabbonis. That's the Chiddush. So Tzai speaks out, the second Tzai says, Afal pish lehebi kabbonisov, te pashto de kroa mashma, te lechal ole Naziris ad shiachape boilo vechates. Pashto de pasuk is mashma, that even on the eighth day, you could only start counting your Naziris of Taira after you brought your kabbonis. The Chiv B'Kruah says in the Pasuk before this, V'Kiddush Roishoy. That's what's Mashma. That after you bring your Kabbonis, then you first start counting your new Tyre. V'Hashtos Yisura. Now the Pasuk says no, an extra word. Of B'Yayim Ahu, Li'ashmina to teach us. T'chalala Niziras B'Yayim Shmini, Afa Pish Lohebe Kabbonisov. Even if for some reason the person did not bring his Kabbonis, still the Lachar is, he could start counting his Niziras to Tyre. So on the eighth day in the morning, even before he brings his kabbonis, or even if he doesn't bring the kabbonis at all on the eighth day, for some reason, let's say he first brings on the ninth day, the tenth day, still he has a right to start counting his Naziris of Tyra on the eighth day. That's why the Pasuk says, B'yayimahu. That's the way Rebbe learns. So the kids, so this is the machlokes, when do you start counting in Naziris of Tyra, on the seventh day, or on the eighth day? Mara says now, for Rav Chisda, according to Rav Chisda, my duch gil yukma, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, why did Rav Chisda have to say that it's going according to Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, But Rav Chisda, he was the one that said this brayse before that we had, that there's no difference between Tomei Neshenazer or Nozer Tor, goes according to Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda. That's what Rav Chisda said it goes according to Rebbe. No. So the Chassid said this, Rav Chisda, my duch kel yukma k'Rav Yosef Rav Yehuda. There was this last Mishnah we had in Krisus that said there's a case of a Nazir that becomes Tamei a few times. He becomes Tamei a few times, and even so he only has to bring one korban. So Rav Chisda said that has to go according to Rav Yosef Rav Yehuda. That on the seventh day he becomes Tor, and he starts counting his new Naziris, and still, if he becomes Tomei in the seventh day, he doesn't have to bring a new Korban, because there never came a time ready to bring the first Korban. He became Tomei a second time before the eighth day. So why do you have to put in a controversy of Yehuda? Lukma, I have a case even according to Rebbe. Lukma, let's say the case is going to Nitma, Techazia, Balel Shmini. For Rebbe he, let's say that Mishnah goes according to Rebbe. The Nazir became Tomei. And true, on the seventh day he became Tor. But he didn't become Tomei on the seventh day. On the seventh night, the night at the beginning of the eighth day, maybe then he touched the mace. He became Tomei then. So according to Rebbe, you're telling me on the eighth day, he could start counting in the Naziris HaTaira.
So let's consider the eighth night, the night, going into the eighth day, that's called that the new Nezirah started, and it became Tummy again. So it should be a good case, according to Rebbe, that it became Tummy a second time, and he doesn't have to bring a second Korban, because he can't bring Kabbonis at night. The Kabbonis you can first bring by daytime. So he became Tummy a second time before you could bring your first Korban. That's why it only has one Korban and not two Kabbonis. So Gemara says, Midalai Mukim Lach Rebbe, since Rav Chizda did not want to learn that Mishnah according to Rebbe, Lema, let's say, Kisava, that Rav Chizda holds, Lema, Lav Mechusas Manhu, that at night time is not called a Mechusas Man. In other words, even though Al Tilchas Kabbonis, the Lach Rebbe, you're not allowed to bring a Korban at night. You can only bring a Korban by daytime. Now it comes the night going into the eighth day. So at night time, even though now you can't bring a Korban B'poyol, but since the night and the day is like one thing, it's called the eighth day, so according to Rebbe, when it comes the eighth day, it's called now the new Naziris, but it has a shame like you were able to bring the Kabbonis of the first one. Like once it came the eighth day, that's called Laila Lav Mechusas Manu. It's like not missing a time. So therefore we consider as if it came the time already to bring a Kabbonis. So therefore if you became Tomei the night of the eighth day, you would have to bring two Kabbonis. That's why that Mishnah can't go according to Rebbe. And the Chur, we hold not like that. Gemara says no. Omer Ravada Barava, I'll tell you, that's not the pshat. I'll tell you, ho b'ho tell you. One is totally one with the other. And it goes like this. Iyarmut, if you want to tell me, Laila Mechusas Man, that at night time is called the Mechusas Man, which means to say, at night time, you can't bring Kabbonis yet. So at night time is still a Mechusas Man, it didn't come the time yet that you could bring your Kabbonis. So you want to say a Svara then, if he became Tomei at night time, so he doesn't have to bring a second Korban, because it never came yet the time to bring the first Korban, because at night is not a time to bring Kabbonis. So Gemara says, Amos Mechsen Korban, when is the first time that he's really fit to bring this Korban? Letzafra, in the morning first. See, therefore you want to tell me at night time is not the time to bring Kabbonis at night. So if so, the Gemara says, I'll tell you, Nezirus Nami Loichailo at Safra. Then according to Rabbi, also it's not a good teretz. Because according to Rabbi, it's like this. The Nazir became Tummy. He says, even though the seventh day you could become Tahor, you can't start counting your new Nezirus on the seventh day. You could only start counting it on the eighth day. So that was the kasha. You became Tummy in the seventh day, so pshitas, like one long tumor, you never started to count your Nezirus of Tyra. So you want to answer me? We're talking about the night of the eighth day. So the Torah says, so what if it's the night of the eighth day? Just like the night time is not a time yet to bring the Kabbonis, who are then, it's not a time yet to start counting your Nezirus of Tyra. According to Rebbe, that you could first start counting your Nezirus of Tyra on the eighth day means a time that you could bring the Kabbonis, which is eighth in the morning. But eighth at night, since you can't bring Kabbonis yet, that's not the time yet that your Nezirus of Tyra could start. So since you didn't start counting your Nezirus of Tyra, if you became Tomei then, Pshita, it's like one long tumor. There was never an interval, you never started your new Nezirus of Tyra. It only comes out good according to Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda, that he holds on the seventh day, you could start counting your Nezirus of Tyra. So if you started to count your new Nezirus, and then you became Tomei the seventh in the afternoon, that's a Chiddush. That even though it's considered you became Tomei a second time, still you only have to bring one Korban, because it didn't come yet the time to bring the second Korban. But according to Rebbe Mamanoshach, if you became Tomei before the eighth day in the morning, it's Pshit, it's called one Tumma, because you can't start counting your new Nezirus until the eighth day in the morning. Because the eighth day, the night of the eighth day, that night, since that time is not right to bring a Korban, it's not fit to start counting your Nezirus of Tyra. So that's what it means, Hob Ho Tal, you want to tell him the other. But V'yarmat, if you want to tell me, Laila in the Mechusas Man, if you want to tell me that night time is not called the Mechusas Man, it's called the time really fit to bring Kabbonis, if so, Nezirus Tyra Chala Miyurta, then it'll be true Taka. Then you can have your Nezirus starting at night time, your new Nezirus of Tyra. But it wouldn't help us anything. Because if you want to tell me the eighth, the night, going into the eighth day, that's the time that your new Nezirus of Tyre starts. It's only because it's called the eighth day already. So it's considered now like it's the time already to bring your Karbonus for the first Tumah. So then we say, once it came the time to bring the Karbonus, it's called like you have that Chiyuv to bring the Karbonus. And if it became Tumah a second time now, you'd have a second Chiyuv to bring the Karbonus. So since the Mishnah says no, there's only one Karbonus, it has to be that the night time is not called the beginning of the new Neziris. Because night time is not the time to bring your Karbonus yet. See, if you didn't start counting your new Neziris of Tyra, again, that Mishnah can't go according to Rebbe. Because then it's Pshita. It's not called your Tumah a second time. It's called us one long Tumah. It never came a time that you started to count the new Neziris of Tyra, so therefore the old Tumah is still here like. It's never called those days finished. So therefore that's trying to Chizda, that the Mishnah increases that says is the case, that a Nozir can become Tumah a few different times, and still he has to bring only one Korban, could only go according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. That on the seventh day, after he became Tor, and he started to count his new Neziris, so now if it becomes Tomei, then it's called the second time he became Tomei. Still the Chiddush is, he only has to bring one Korban, because it never came a time yet to bring his first Korbanus. Gufa, before we learn it like this, Nitma b'shvi, if a Nozir became Tomei on the seventh day, v'choza v'nitma b'shvi, and it became Tomei a second time on the seventh day, not the next seventh day. So that's the Chiddush of the Mishnah increases, that ain't a mevi el a korban echad. He only has to bring one korban, even though it became tamei two times. But what's going to be nitma bishmini? Let's say on the eighth, now he touched the mace, and then 8 days went by, and then he touched the mace a second time. V'chaza v'nitma bishmini. Then the lachr is mevi korban akol echad v'yechad. Every time that it became tamei, it's like a new chiyuv to bring a korban, because he was a nazir. He touched the mace. So Lachar is, when he becomes Tor now, he has to bring Karbonus for that. Now he became Tor on the seventh day. The eighth day is the time to bring his Karbonus. Now on the eighth day, if he touched a second time a mace, that's like a new Tumah now. So for this Tumah, he has a Chiv to bring a new Karbonus. And then the eighth day of that time, it came the time to bring the Karbonus for the second Tumah. If he became Tommy a third time, that's a third Chiv to bring Karbonus. So Gemara says now, Maschil Amayna Miyad. You should know that you can start counting your Neziris of Tyra right away. Because on the eighth day, right away you start counting your Neziris of Tyra. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. That's Rabbi Eliezer Shita. Even before you brought your Karbonus, the eighth day in the morning, right away you can start counting your Neziris of Tyra. Say, Korban Echad Ala Kol. What does that mean to say? That a nausea that was Tomei, when he becomes Tor on the eighth day, on the seventh day, then he has to wait another day till the eighth day, then he can bring his Karbonus. So the Chum say, when can he start counting in the Zeros of Tyra? After he brought at least one Korban. It has to have brought at least one Korban. Korban Echad Ala Koyol. What does that mean? Achiyovi Chatosoi. As long as the nausea brought his Korban Chatos on the eighth day, after that, then he can start counting his Neziris of Tyra. Hevi Chatosai v'nitma. Let's say after he brought his Korban Chatos. So that's when he can start counting his new Neziris. Then he became Tomei. So now he has a look. He has to bring a second time a Korban Chatos. Hevi Chatosai v'nitma. And again, he became Tomei in the eighth day after he brought his Korban Chatos. Maybe Korban akol echad v'yechad. He has to bring a Korban for each time. That's the Chom Shita. In other words, the Chumah is saying, even according to Rebbe, that you have to wait till the eighth day until you can start counting in the Neziris of Tyra, but on the eighth day, you can't start counting in new Neziris right away in the morning. You have to wait till at least he brings at least one Korban. At least the Korban Chatos he has to bring. After he brings the Korban Chatos, then he can start counting in the Neziris of Tyra. But before he brought his Korban Chatos, even though it's the eighth day in the afternoon, still the Chum say, you can't start counting your new Neziris. You have to wait till the eighth day. Now, yeah. What about Hevi Chatosai v'loi Hevi Yashamai? Mayna, even though he didn't bring his Korban Oshim, he's the locker a Korban Nozir that became Tomei, he has to bring a Korban Chatis, a Korban Oshim, and a Korban Oila.
So say now the main thing is he has to bring his korban chatas. What about if he didn't bring? He brought his korban chatas, but he did not bring his korban osham. Still minor. Still, he's allowed to start counting his new nezirus. Because the main thing that's makiv is the nezirus, is the korban chatas. But a korban osham is not makiv. That's what the chum hold. But there's a third shita, Rabbi Yishmael Benoi. So Rabbi Yechon ben Brukir Weimer? No, he holds Kishem Shechatosay Ichvosoi. Just like he's saying, he can't start counting his new nezirus until he brings his korban chatas on the eighth day. So he holds Kach Ashamay Matvoi. The same thing, the nozer can't start counting his new nezirus until he brings his korban oshim. Before he brings his korban oshim on the eighth day, he can't start counting his new nezirus.
All right, turn over.
So, kids, so we have a three-way machlokes. That even according to Rebbe, that you have to wait till the eighth day to start counting your Naziris, can you start right away in the... That's Rebbe Lezer Shito. The Chom Shito is no, he has to at least bring a Korban Chatis. And Rebbe Yishmael Benoi Shav Yochanan Membruka holds, he has to also bring his Korban Oshim. The Mosul like this. Bishleim al Rebbe Eli. Bishleim is good according to Rebbe Lezer. Omar Kroah the Pasuk says, V'kides Esh Roshay B'yayimahu. What does that mean? That he could become tor on the eighth day. So the drasha is, like we have before, it's an extra words, Bayayimahu. That was the top drasha in the Gemara. That according to Rebbe, that you could first become tor on the eighth day. Why does the Pasuk have to say extra Bayayimahu? So Bayayimahu means to teach us, Afal Pish Lehevik Karbonaisov. Even though the Nozer did not bring any with the three Karbonis yet. Just the mere fact it came already the eighth day, as he touched the mace 8 days ago. So on the seventh day he went to the mikveh and he took his haircut. Now when it comes the eighth day in the morning, right away he has the right to start counting in the Zeros of Tyre, even before he brings any Karbonis. That's what we had before. That's the Pasuk by Yaimahu. So it's good, Reb Lezer. So the more of a Rabbanan, what's the Rabbanan's Peshitta? They hold on, the Rabbanan hold that he has to bring a Korban Chatis. So what do they do with the Pasuk B'yayimahu? The Rabbanan Ahu means, Afo Pishlohei B'yashamay. The Rabbanan say no, that it's enough to make the Miyat B'yayimahu, that even though he didn't bring his Korban Oshim yet, he could start counting his Naziris of Tyra. But our Koponim, according to Chachamim, he has to at least bring a Korban Chatis. What do we do with the word Bayayimahu? Without the word Bayayimahu, I would have thought to say he has to bring at least a Korban Oshim also. He has to bring growth, the Chatas and the Oshim. Therefore, the Pasuk says, Bayayimahu, teach us no. On that day, you can start counting Tyra without something. Without what? Without the Korban Oshim. But a Korban Chatas, that the Pasuk says, V'chipur alo Chatas. So it's good even according to Chom also. But the Gemara asks Ella, Rabbi Yishmael, but according to Rabbi Yishmael, that he holds on the eighth day, you can't start counting your new Naziris until you bring your Korban Chatas and your Korban Oshim. So if so, Hahu Lomali. Why do we need the extra words? B'yayimahu? There's no Chiddush at all. You're telling me now on the eighth day, after he brings his Karbonis, Pshita, he can become start counting his Naziris of Tyra. Why do I need B'yayimahu? So he answers, Amalach Hahu, Afal Pish Lehevi Alosai. Means to teach us, even though he doesn't bring a Korban Eila. Like we said, a regular Nazir. When he becomes Tamei, when he becomes Torah, then on the eighth day, he has to bring three Karbonis. A Chatis, an Oshem, and a Karban Eila. So Mishmol uses the word, Bayayimahu, to teach us that something you don't have to have. There's some meat here. What don't you have to have? The Karban Eila. But he holds a Karban Chatis and a Karban Oshem that you have to have. Just Eila you don't have to have. The Chum said no. The Chum say Bayayimahu means you do not even have to have the Karban Oshem. So Gemara asks why. Gemara asks, for Rabbanin, like why don't they also learn like Rabbi Yishmael, that you have to bring a Korban Oshem, and just not a Korban Eila? So Gemara says, for Rabbanin, Eila loy boyim yuta. Rabbanin says, that's a svar pshuta, that we understand without a pasuk, that the Korban Eila of a Nozir Tomei is not makiv. Why? Darim b'yalmahu. Because that you have to bring a Korban Eila is called like a present. The Leila is the Pshat, is not a present you have to give to Hashem. So Pshita, the present, is not Makif. Yeah. So Kitzah, this is the Pshat, how all these three dash in the Pesukim here. Again, we're going according to Rebbe Shita. The eighth day, you start counting in the zeros of Tyra. So, Rebbe Lezer holds, Vayayimahu means at the beginning of the eighth day. The Chum say, Vayayimahu means just a Korban Chatas, not a Korban Oshem. And Yishmael says it means, you need a Chatas and an Oshem, just an Omer you don't have to have. Now the Gemara says, My Tamayo the Rabbonin. What's the Svar of the Rabbonin Taka that they hold you do have to have a Korban before you can start counting your Naziris of Tyra? Or else, and how do they know, why do they say a Korban Chatas yes, and a Korban Oshem not? What's the pshat? Why is a Korban Oshem different? So what's the Tanya? We learned like this. The Pasuk says, V'hizu l'Hashem es Yimei Nizroi. He makes a Nazir, as Yimei Nizroi, to become a Nazir. V'hevi keves ben shenosu l'yoshem. And he has to bring a Korban Oshem. So, Matam Aloyma, what does the Pasuk have to say it for? So Mar says, Lefi Shematzinu Shekola Shomer Shematoris Shem Makfin. Because usually whenever you have a chiyuv to bring a Korban Oshem is always makif. If you don't bring the Korban Oshem, you're not yoitza the mitzvahs. So Yochel Av Zeh Makfoy, maybe over here a Nozer that was Tomei, when it becomes Torah, he has to bring his Korban Oshem. Maybe if he doesn't bring his Korban Oshem, he can't start his new Nezirus